Chomis b'Pesach, Yom HaKippurim, Nikoros, Samchina Nadiskei, Maduch Daloch Riz, that how do we know when exactly Rosh Chodesh was, to know when Tes Vov B'Nisan is, to know when Pesach is, or to know when Yud B'Tishrei, when Yom Kippur is, and there it's a Shalom V'Nisa Koros, if each Chomis on Pesach Vov V'Nisa Koros, if you don't Yom Kippur, you Chayav Koros. So the Kitzur was Seimach for Nisa Koros, on the letters, Rashi says, Keshoyim Avra and Shonim used to make an extra year, like an extra month in the year. Hel Shochin and Geras Nagol used to send letters to the Goyla. Lasso is Beis Adam to know that there's a second Adar this year. And the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. And they tell everybody when exactly Pesach comes out. So you see, with same Mechon letters that send out that people should know exactly when to make Pesach. If so, Hochot, the Yeser Bialbo, Lekol Shekhen. Here, there's only a problem of an Isra say. And the Shalah had to be the kind of mitzvah of tzitzis. And at the most, even if you don't make the tchelis, it can be over a lab of klayim, but it's not a chi of chorus involved over here. So isn't it for sure that you should be sending on the disco or send out letters? So the kids send examples we have that maybe won't be made the right way, because that's a kasha. Why should the Chum say it's also to put tchelis into Pishtin? Let's go and send letters and tell all the factories to know exactly how to make tchelis. So there shouldn't be any problems, and avada we shouldn't be samech on these letters that are sent out. So therefore, Elo Amar Rav, Rav says like this: Chol Milsa Amri Disting with this words were said over. Again, we're trying to explain what time, what's the reason why in the Rabbanu we say on a beggar of Pishton, you're not supposed to make klayim out of it. You're not supposed to put tchelis, blue wool, inside it, even though that's the only way to become the mitzvah of tchelis is by putting this wool into the beggar of Pishtin. So really, midiraisa, we should say, as the Echoleista say, how come the Loch is we do not say it? What's the time of the Xerim of the Rabbonin? The Elohim Arov or Milsa Amri was said like this: the Yitma was learned over from Arov in Eretz Yisroel, the Shumdura Bezeiro Kavosi. So Rav is saying, assuming to say the reason, and he says, in Eretz Yisroel, they said over the same reason, in the name of Rabzeiro, like he says, that what Xerim is, Shemo Yikra Sadinoi Petach Gimel. We're afraid like this, that when you first have your beggar of flax, of sadin, before you put the tzitzis on, we're afraid that it may rip at the end of the corner, by the end of the three tefachim of the corner, it may rip there. And now that the beggar ripped, what are you going to do? If you're going to come and sew it back with a string, or with a flax string, with a pishtun. And we're afraid some of this string may still be hanging out, even after you sew it up. And you're going to come to be samach on this string for tzitzis. You're going to use this string that's hanging down there as part of the beggar already and use it for your love and for part of the tzitzis. Now, the Atayi Rama, the Torah says, Tasev Leiman Osli. You have to go and make tzitzis right now and not to use strings that were there from before. So the kids said, if you're going to use these strings for love on, you're not really being the kind of mitzvah of tzitzis. So what are you doing? You're not later going to put two strings of wool, of tchelis, and you're going to make klayim in this beggar. And really, you're not being the kind of mitzvah of tzitzis. So the kids, that's the gzeira. The gzeira is not to use tchelis, the beggar of pishtin, because maybe the strings of lovin that you use for the pishtin will be a psul of tasav levin osli. Maybe these strings would have already been part of the beggar before you're putting it in l'shem tzitzis. So therefore, they're not kosher for tzitzis. So it comes out, you're putting in tchelis, but you have no lovin. So you're not being the kind of mitzvah of tzitzis. Therefore, we do not want you to put chelis into tzitzis. That's the gzera. And the Gemara says the Maisa was that Shora Rabbi Zera Lesadine. Rabbi Zera, when he had a beggar of Pishtun, that he found out that somebody put tzitzis inside them, they put chelis inside them, he would take them off. He would take off the chelis. And what's the reason why for this gzera, Rashi says? Because we're afraid Shema Yikra. Maybe the beggar would have ripped before you put the tzitzis on and you sewed it up. And part of the tzitzis that you're using is from those strings that are left over. But since the tzitzis is possible, therefore this gzeira not to ever put tchelis into a beggar of pishtun. So that's what Rabbi meant to say, that in Eretz Yisrael, Reb Zera said the same reason as him, that the reason why with Rabbanu we did not want to use pishtun, to use tchelis in a beggar of pishtun, is because we're afraid maybe not to be kind of mitzvah altogether. So therefore we have this gzeira. Now the Gemara says though, but Rav Zeira Omar, Rav Zeira said before it was Rebbe Zeira. Now it's Rav Zeira Omar, Zeira Nami Mishum Ksus Laila. There's another reason why we do not want you to make klayim in tzitzis, do not to put chelis into a beggar of pishtun. Because even though by daytime that you be in the kind of the mitzvahs of tzitzis, it's mutter, but we're afraid maybe you wear this beggar at nighttime. And at nighttime, the ksus laila is put in our tzitzis. So since you wear it by day, we're afraid you may come to wear it at night also. Therefore, with the Rabban, we're making zerum, never to make tzitzis klayim, never to put chelis into a pishtun. Now the Gemara says, V'yomar Rav, Rav says another memru, that Ho Mil Sam, with this halacha I said over, the Yitma was learned by my Rav, and it's Yisrael Mishmed Rav Zera, the name of Rav Zera, Kavosi like me. That is another halacha now. So what's going to be, he shall beged, let's say the beged itself is made from cloth. You have a beged, a pair of tzitzis you want to put tzitzis onto, that's made from wool, made from flax, but a kunafel shall or. The corners, the four corners, have a piece of skin there by its corner. And we know, or skin by itself is potam in tzitzis. So what's the locha? It says, locha is chayevis, still this beggar is chayev in tzitzis. What's going to be the opposite way? Let's say, he shall or, the ikad beggar itself is made from skin, made from leather. Ukinofeo shall beggar, just the knaf, the corner of the beggar, is made from a beggar, from material. Saptura, rovold your potam in tzitzis. My time, and what's the reason? Ikar beged binyan. You have to go after the ikar of the beged. And the main part of the beged is the beged itself. So where the beged itself is made from cloth, yechayiv and tzitzis. Where the beged itself is made from leather, just the kanaf, the corners itself, is made from material, you put them in that tzitzis. However, Rav Achoi ozo bosa kanaf. Rav Achoi argues and says, no, you go after the kanaf. Where do we put the tzitzis on? On the corners of the beged. So if the corners itself is made from material, you're mechuyev in tzitzis. If the corners itself is made from or, you're potter. He holds the go basa, the kanaf itself. Omar Rav, Omar Rav Schoira, Omar Rav Huna, Hitil Labalis Shalosh. Let's say you put tzitzis on a beged that so far only has three corners to it. That's all. So far the beged really is potter in our tzitzis. But you still put tzitzis on the three corners. Then Vashli Moliarbo, and then you finished off making the material for the fourth quarter, so now you have the complete beged, and now you put tzitzis on the fourth quarter. Sula, the locher is the tzitzis apostle. Why? Mishum tasav lemin osli. Meaning when you go to make the tzitzis first, the tzitzis has to be kosher. There has to first be four corners on the beged, that's mechuyev and tzitzis, and then you go to put tzitzis on this beged. But over here, when you went to put the first three pair of tzitzis on, it was only three quarters of this beggar. This beggar was part of the tzitzis. So b'shas, you put it, it was puzzle. Later, when you want to make it, you're only putting on one pair of tzitzis. The ones that were there before were puzzle. That's called tassel of loymen osli, not if it was made already before pitzul. So Mori asked the question. Meisre, I have a question on you. It says that chassidim Mori shoinim. Chassidim, the Rashi says, means the zrizim of mitzvahs. People that are very zoros do the mitzvah very carefully. So it says by them, kivon sh'ora gibol, gimel, t'havim in the riz, as soon as they started to weave this beged, and they made gimel t'vachim of the beged, or else gimel at zboyis of the beged, so far the beged is not big enough to put on tzitzis. But as soon as they started to make the beged, they have three at zboyis worth of the beged, right away, since they were Zoras, they were very careful, they were anxious to do the mitzvah right away, they would put two tzitzis on the two corners. Like you start to make a long beggin, and then you go, you know, lengthwise. So as soon as you have a length of three etzbois, they would put already, that's called corners already, they would put on the two ends, tzitzis. So the question is, how is that kosher? Lechura, at that time right now, when they put in these two tzitzis, the beggin was not big enough, it was not a shear to the mechayim and tzitzis. First later they finished making the whole beged. So the first two tzitzis should be a psul of tas of lemon osli. Elamai, what do we see now? That since lemaisa, when you made the tzitzis, you did it l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, it's kosher. Even though at that time it was psul, it wasn't fit yet. So here we see we don't have this psul of tas of lemon osli. So Mora says, no, the case over there was like this. Eimer rather said like this. Kivan shepotzu bo gimel hoi matim lo tchelis. As soon as they got to the last three etzboyis of the beged, meaning they already had a whole beged shalom. They had already a shear of a beged. Just up to the last three etzboyas, Rashi says, kivan shegi l'gimel etzboyas achreinim. Matinu lo tchilas right away miyad. Pulei marshu le miyad. They didn't wait. So now Rashi says no psul tasav le minosui. Because since the beggar is kosher already, it's fit to put in tzitzis right now. So therefore, the corners are fit to have tzitzis on it. Therefore, there's no psul of tasav le minosui. For any chadam, if you put on tzitzis before the beggar is fit to have tzitzis, there would be a psul of tasav le minosui. Now the Gemara asks the question, O mi Amrin, is it true that we say there's such a psul? O if tasav le minosui? The Gemara is not that way. V'omer Rabzera says, Hita lomutelis. Let's say you have a beggar that has the four tzitzis on them already, and now you go put a second pair of tzitzis on each corner, you put another pair of tzitzis. That's called hita lomutelis. You have already a beggar with kosher tzitzis, and you go and put now a second pair on each corner. So locher is kshera, still is kosher. What does it mean it's kshera? That later when you take off, rip off the first pair, the second pair is still kosher. So the question is why? Now when you put on the second pair, you're not becoming the mitzvah. It's lo letzarech. Said so, it should be like tasav le minosui. When did they first become a kosher pair? Later when you take off the first pair. But right now when you make the second pair, it's lo letzarech. It's not called the mitzvah. Said so, it should be a psul of tasav le minosui. The Rashi says, the kasher is, v'ocha de shlo letzarech avdinu, v'shas asiya. V'shas they put on the second pair, it was called shlo letzarech. So, still later becomes kosher. So we see we did not say tasuf, something that's made first, shlo letzarech, later it can't become a kosher pair. Even though at the beginning it was made shlo letzarech, like before the beggar wasn't fit yet, it was shlo letzarech, but later when the beggar becomes fit, the churit should become a mitzvah tzitzis. See, in the churit we see there's no psul of tasuf le minosui. So where it says no, Amar Rav, Rav says like this, hashta b'bal tasuf koyi, right now when you're putting on the second pair, L'chur, it's called the Baal Taisif. You're putting on a second pair, that's Baal Taisif. If so, Maisa Leheve. It's like not considered a Maisa at all. And Rashi says, since you're over Baal Taisif now, you're over a lab by putting the second pair in right now, Leheve Maisa is not called a Maisa. Techiva Diyavra Divrei Torah, Lemikri Maisa is not called a Maisa. Therefore, it's not called Tasav Lehman Osui. So later, when you rip off the first pair, now the second pair is not Baal Taisif anymore. That's called the Asiyah. So it's first called an Asiyah of Tzitzis later. That's why it's kosher. That's the Lashon of Hashtem Baal Taisif Koi. Right now, when you first make it, you're over Baal Taisif. Maisa Lehev, it's not called a Maisa. So Maskev Lo Rav Papa. Papa asked the question back. No. Maskev Lo Rav Papa. Mimai De Gavra La Sufei Kamechavim. Who told you when this person is putting the second pair of tzitzis on each corner, his kavodah is to be over lav of Baal Taisif? And therefore you're telling me it's not called a maisa right now. Who said so? Dilma maybe liftu lekom mechavin. Maybe the person is mechavin to put on a second pair now in order to eventually take off the first pair. And therefore Baal Taisif leka, he does not have a kavodah to be over Baal Taisif. And since he's not over Baal Taisif right now, it comes out maisika that is called a maisa right now. And the first putting on of these tzitzis is called Shle Letzarech. Right now it's not Letzarech. Right now you don't need your second pair. Right now you have already your first pair. But as far as your Svar, you're saying tzitzis is about Taisif. It's not called a Maisa, no. Who said you have Mechavim? Maybe not Mechavim. And Taisif speaks out that Afirul Aman Diyoma in the Perek Basra, the Ervin, to La'avar Mishum Baal Taisif Leboi Kavona, even if you hold you did not have Kavona L'Shem Mitzvah to be over Baal Taisif, when do we say Baal Taisif does need kavana? That's what Lamaisi you're doing the second time for no purpose. So the mail it remains about Taisif. But over here that you're putting on the second pair for a purpose, that you have a kavana eventually to take off the first pair and to use the second pair, so since you're not being the kavana l'shem Baal Taisif, but for a purpose, everybody would agree that you're not over the lava Baal Taisif over here. So since you're not over the lava Baal Taisif, Luchur, it should be considered a Maisa. So back to the Kasha, there should be a Suf Tasav Lemon Osui. So Kaponim, according to Rav Papa, the Rav Papa asked the question, the Kasha would be a good Kasha. Right. Omer Rav Zeir, Omer Rav Masna, Omer Shmuel, Tcheles, Ein Bo Mishum Klayim, Tcheles, meaning in the Parsha of Tzitzis, Tcheles, Ladav Ketcheles, but it means there's no Issa Klayim by Tzitzis. And the Afilu B'Talis Pturis, in a Lashon, even a Talis That's potter from the mitzvah. Still, if you have klayim, it's okay. So Mara says, what do you mean? My talas petura. What do you mean to say even by talas petura? Still, there's no avera of having klayim and tzitzis. Elaine, if you want to tell me the less for shira, you have a talas that's too small. It's potter from tzitzis. Even though still, if you make klayim, you're not over the avera. The question is, why not? For a time, you will learn like this. Talis shakotim is chasabo. Rosh of rubai. If you have a deget wheel that's 18 by 18 inches, then at least a katan could cover himself, his head, and robe of his body. And also, the agadu yaitzim b'derech arai, that a godu would go out with such a deget temporarily. The locher is then chayavas betzitzis. Such a deget has a chiv tzitzis. But what's going to be? Ein hakotim is chasam by Rosh of Ruba. Let's say the deget is so small that even a katan would not walk out with it. He would not cover up, I mean, his Rosh of Ruba. So afapish agadu yaitzim arai, even though a godu would go out temporarily, still pturah. Still, you put them in a tzitzis. It's clearly the chayim linyan klayim. The same halach applies to klayim. And Avinu we ask the question, what does it mean to say v'chayim linyan klayim? Elayim, v'chayim linyan is through the klayim that you only over here is the klayim. Like this, I've won down to now, we learned, ain't arah b'klayim, there's no p'tur, there's no arah b'klayim. That once you wear klayim, you're over the avera. V'yomer av nachmin by yitzchah, v'chayim linyan sadeh metzitzis. What it means to say is that there's an avera of sadeh metzitzis. It was when the other had to wear klayim on tzitzis, if the beggar is mechuyiv and tzitzis, so then you mekayim the mitzvah, esti is lechol oisasayim. But if the beggar is so small that you not be mekayim the mitzvah, esti of tzitzis, savadi, you have the right to be over the lav of klayim. So you can't say that's true on this first braisa. You can't say you're allowed to wear klayim on tzitzis, even if a talis p'tura means if a talis is too small. If a talis is too small, pshita, there's no mitzvah. But since there's no mitzvah, pshita, we would not say, esa doicha, leisa say. So we'll have to see, what's like a pshat and a filo talis p'tura. Alright, we'll stop here.